I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 7:39. It's Tuesday morning, and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report. I was going to say this Alice Report is brought to you by my mom. Hi, Sandy.
Oh, Mom.
I don't know if she's listening at this moment, but no, Sandy doesn't sizzle.
Sandy totally sizzles.
Your mom sizzles.
You just can't see her that way. It's like I can't see my mom that way. Everybody, your mom is a sizzler.
No.
Sandy sizzles.
No, she, no.
Sandy. Yes, Sandy. Sandy.
Go, Sandy.
Sandy.
It's your birthday.
Sandy. She's your Mike and my turn. Letting it all hang out.
If anyone has ever wondered why Sandy doesn't come on or I don't mention her very often, that, what you just heard, is why. There's not a lot of talk about my mom. So anyway, I would like
silly.
To say...
Your poor mom. Your mom could be a star. I think you're just squashing her star down, Vin. Damn, let's get Sandy on. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see. She probably wants to say all kinds of stuff about you and the kids and...
Nicole,
again,
get Sandy on the phone.
Why I don't bring her up? This is an example of why. But
Vinny doesn't want her to tell any stories. And that's not true, Vin. What really happened was, Vincent.
So anyway, I'd like to say this Alice Report is brought to you by our frontline, the doctors, the nurses, I opened the USA Today. Or no, sorry, this was the Merck. And it says, if you think the coronavirus pandemic is stressful, try being an ER doc. Mm. Yeah, all the docs who, and I saw my doc on a conference, a video call, and she looked tired too. Like they're working hard. This has been stressful, and it's the good news. So anyway, thank you to the people working with this for now going on 7 months, 6 months, whatever it is. I'm sure you're over it, and yet we're not over it because it seems once we started to open back up, we backslid a little bit. The good news, though, is that the story that I'm reading, and it's a bunch of numbers, so it's not interesting radio, but basically it looks like we're starting to turn back now and get a little better, and that's promising. And so one
countrywide
of the things
or are we talking about California?
We're talking about California now.
Okay.
So Gavin has made it possible for people to go get their hairdos done. I think that's one of the weird things is when you see that they're like, yeah, we're going to open up the hairdo thing. You got to do it outdoors and there's no shampooing. And so there's some guidelines for it, but it's nice to see that people look. My neighbor Dave is a dude who keeps things really high and tight or used to. And the other day I saw him and was like, whoa, you are messy. So there's a lot of people out there who are probably in need of a trim. So
there definitely are. It's especially you know how you haven't seen any of your friends in a while, and then you run into one and you go, oh my God, you look like a wild man. Well, I just decided not to shave or cut my hair this whole time. I didn't realize it would last this long, and I'm looking a little Rip Van Winkle these days, but then who isn't?
This is from the Merck as well. Californians will finally be able to get their hair cut, nails done, and body massaged anywhere in the state as long as they're okay doing it outside. That's one of the guidelines they're being. And that's the same as restaurants. Many restaurants have been told, serve people outside and you're in business. Don't. And we've got to ask you to stop. Right. So that's among the guidelines. But look, if you're someone who needs a trim, you're probably ready for that. And outside, what's the difference?
Yes.
Probably better than smelling all that stinky stuff.
I know. There's always that smell in a hair salon. It's kind of, I don't know if it's like peroxide or something, but it has that. And they sterilize everything constantly there too, you know.
That is one of the things that they struggled with is the chemicals involved with hairdos and hair dyes and you know, I don't know what products. There's a lot of stuff. So anyway, tattoos and piercings still aren't allowed inside or out because of the hygiene requirements. So that's not back yet. I started a tattoo and have yet to go get it finished because of, I'm probably not going to see my tattoo guy until next year.
At least.
Yeah, that's not looking like it's coming back anytime soon.
I'm sure he's got a backlog.
And I have some nonsense that I'll get to here in a second. But one thing, quick thing I wanted to mention, because this is the first time I've found it in the news. The headline was, Remember when Sweden said, we got this. We're going to go herd immunity, everybody. We're not going to even do anything. We're just going to.
And but if you wanted to there, you know, you can put on a mask and you can stay home, but we're not requiring anyone to do anything.
So we finally have a follow-up story that I've been sort of watching for. Sweden hoped herd immunity would curb COVID-19, and now they're saying, don't do what we did. It's not working.
Oh.
The headline is, Sweden's approach to COVID has led to death, grief, and suffering. Only example we're setting is how not to deal with a deadly infectious disease. So I'm not glad, and maybe I'm sounding like it, but I'm not glad to hear that. But I am glad to hear that they're coming around because I
did feel like
they
were being, a mistake.
Yeah, that they were being reckless. So now it's out there. Learn from Sweden's mistakes, they're saying. Their strategy didn't work. There isn't a herd immunity. For a minute there, they were making kids go to school. They were, you know, going on with life as if it was nothing. And they're saying now that this didn't work. So,
well,
and I don't know if it kept their economy alive, because I know that's one of the issues was, you know, telling everyone to stay home hurts business everywhere. So maybe that's one of the upsides to their plan, except that, you know, people are dying at a greater rate than here. And their population can't be anywhere near California or New York, right?
I have no
idea. New York's
issue
is the density of population, New York City specifically. So anyway, that's stories out of USA Today if you want to follow up on it. But they're just basically saying it didn't work. The herd immunity hasn't happened, and they've had nothing but trouble from it. So there you go. And we can get our hair cut. All right, moving on.
Okay.
So if you had a time machine, and I know this is nonsense, but that's what I'm looking for. So this is just a pointless exercise in thought. If you had a time machine, would you go forward or backward?
Wow.
I know what I'd do.
I'd go forward.
Personally have often thought about how great it must have been to be in California in, say, the 50s or 60s. And I'm not necessarily talking about society, so I can see why someone might say, wait a minute, you know, we haven't made the progress. I mean, there was obviously way more racism then than now, but my point is about nature, about the lack of sprawl. I just think California must have been incredible in the early days as there was a lot less crowding, and I can't imagine what it would be like to go surfing in the 50s with no one there.
Right.
Or far less people there.
Well, and you could go back and invent the surfboard as we know it and make all the money.
Yes.
Out of it. That'd be good.
Absolutely. So for me, that's what I'd like to do is just go experience nature in California in, say, the 50s or 60s. That would be my time machine move. Most people also answered that they'd travel back in time and don't want to see what the future holds.
I want to, you know, I feel like we are on the cusp of all the things that I long for in sci-fi, and I would absolutely love to go, and it's a risk because we're also effing this place up, but I'd love to go about 250 years into the future. I'd love to see what's going on. Yeah. I mean, honestly, financially speaking, it'd be much more lucrative to go back in time and invent something like all the Beatles music
right.
or something. But,
sure,
you know, but
did
it's
you end
a,
up watching that movie?
I did. It's great.
Yesterday.
I love that movie.
Oh, you liked it?
I absolutely loved that movie. I thought the ending was a little cheesy, but I really thought, wow, what a cool idea and good execution. I would love to go forward. I really, you know, I live and die for sci-fi. I just love it. And there's so much, you know, and so many varied futures that I've read about that I would just, you know, I want to see flying cars and I want to see
you do know,
implants and, you know, I want to see the whole thing.
I
feel like I'm going to die like an AI implant that, you know, you can access and shines on your retina and you.
How about
you
those
know,
cans, huh?
How about those cans? Not that kind of implants. And, you know, I don't want any of those. But, you know, the pills that keep you at the weight you want to be at, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
I just feel like I'm a little bit too early because in our lifetime, we have already seen and will continue to see amazing things. But I really think that the next, you know, 100, 150, like I want to see us colonize Mars. I want to see us, you know, bend space and time. And I would love to go forward. Backwards never worked out for girls. Got to say it was never quite as easy for us.
Well,
so I would like to go forward.
That's why I explained my motive behind going back, because I can see why people would say, what we
right.
need the progress we've made. That's, you're going back to the dark ages. And there's no doubt that if you can find these articles, and I've read many different ones, but the progress sort of the graph goes something like, you know, sort of pretty flat. And then when we hit sort of the 80s, 90s, progress just goes straight up. And we've been continuing that with these. I mean, look, I'm broadcasting from my kitchen table through a phone.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, we've really made these phones are and I'm looking at you.
And that's why I want to go forward. I want to see how far it goes. Like, this is amazing. I'm so jealous of, you know, my kids are going to get to see some of that and be a part of it. It's just, and their kids, you know, I would love to, and I would love to see my kids, you know, that'd be so cool. Hey guys, I'm here from the past. Tell me everything.
They've grown up with the curve too. I mean,
they have.
They've been watching us go straight up this whole time. So
they don't remember a day before everyone had a device in their pocket.
Right.
And it wasn't that long ago. When
well,
we moved here, the dot-com thing had just barely begun.
Right. So, and that's, you're answering very much along with how kids would answer. They say most people under 25 want to go check out the future. That's their answer. And, it's less likely to be the answer of the older set. And like I said, I would just love to see a pristine California and sort of get to experience.
Oh, it'd be gorgeous to see that. I mean, they must have just fell over when they saw California for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It's gorgeous here. And imagine seeing, you know, you'd go to, if you went to the 50s, you'd drive through the orange groves that later became your house. And
right.
Or maybe the orange groves weren't even there yet, you know. You go look at a familiar mountain and nothing else about it is familiar. That must be incredible.
Yeah.
Okay,
I would like
let's
that.
Do this thing. We'll meet back here in a week and we'll report to each other what we saw on our travels.
Honestly,
where's the button? Let's do it.
Would be frightened to hear what you see in 250 years. I can't
I know.
Even. And this is one of the things that I have felt embarrassed about, and mainly it's because we broadcast all our dumb thoughts, and so they're out there for people to hear them. But for so long, as technology has moved along, I thought it was fairly harmless and very surface. Like, oh, look, yep. Here's a phone. I like what it can do. Isn't this neat? But now we're seeing, and we saw and have heard what, for example, Facebook was able, or how people were able to manipulate data and use Facebook to change elections.
Yep.
You know, I mean, there's a darker side to this technology than I realized initially, and it's because I'm not familiar with it at all.
Well, maybe I'll come back from my journey with a warning. You guys, we can't do that. You won't believe how it F's everything up.
Well, that's what I'm saying is I've definitely cooled my jets to technology and have felt like, you know what? It's not as harmless as it's being shown to be. And there are people with power and great sums of money that are doing things they probably shouldn't. That's just my opinion. I just feel like, wow, I don't get it. I don't get it, and I fear it now. I have a much less naive view of how
I know
the progress will affect us. I feel like, oh, I don't even, I'm not smart
well,
enough to know
people are
know
always
how
looking to get the leg up. Like, everyone's looking for the advantage for them and to beat the system. And so, you know, it's, and to have something to sell. And it's so,
right,
you're right. Nothing
is
stays.
Is driving it.
Yeah. Nothing stays innocent for long.
Right. So that's where I'm at with it is, don't know what could be going on 200. And why 250?
Yeah.
Not 50. 250.
No. Yeah. Let's go.
In fact, you'd go to a world where your kids are already gone.
Yep. Well, I don't want to see, you know, how bad they turn out. You know,
you don't want to see old Riley?
No, that'd be. I mean, I would like to. Can I make a couple stops?
No.
Oh, 250. I'm just going to see. I'll be like, it'll be a nuclear wasteland. I'll be like, you guys, it sucks. Just live for the day. We're going to blow ourselves up.
Speaking of technology. Oh, yes. Jesus. I'm completely out of time. Let me do a couple texts.
All right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, your time machine survey was most likely done before the pandemic struck, because I believe 99.9% of us would want to travel to the future just beyond when all this stuff ends. All right,
yeah,
good point.
The day after this is over. Oh my God.
Listening to you guys on my smart TV, love it. You're in my living room in Palm Springs. 85 degrees, everybody.
She's freaking out over an owl.
There's a huge owl in my yard.
Ooh, ooh.
He's in my lawn.
Cool.
Oh, my God. That is so crazy.
Take a picture.
Maybe he's dropping off a letter from Hogwarts.
Oh, my God. Communication from Hogwarts. Maybe it's not an owl. Maybe it's a hawk.
Yeah. Owl.
Squirrel. Crazy. It's just like the hugest bird just landed in the yard. Okay, sorry. Back to you.
Squirrel.
510 says, you had me at massage, and then you lost me at outside massage. Oh, come on.
Yeah, I know. Well, look, that can be nice too, right? Anywhere you're getting rubbed down. Is the person rubbing me down have gloves on? That seems like it would tug at my skin a little. I don't like that.
I don't know. Maybe they use oil. I mean, you've used a condom, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Where's my drum hit?
Oh.
That's true. Good point.
Let's see here. I just wanted to thank Jesus for getting AC. It made the weather so much cooler. I live in Walnut Creek and no AC, and we so appreciate it over here. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Nicole.
It's been very cool since we've gotten it.
Yep.
But that's good.
We've used it a couple times, but the past week and a half, we haven't used it at all.
Better to have it and not need it.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're welcome.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's hear Chris Cornell sing something. Let's start there, and we'll see what happens after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.